What do you call a traveler that would rather stay with locals than sleep in hotels? Would rather eat home-cooked meals than dine in fancy restaurants? Or rather prefers to own a backpack instead of rolling down the street with a heavy suitcase?
A couch surfer!
Some of you might have gone like, what? What is that? So let me explain what couchsurfing is really about. Google describes the activity as
the practice of sleeping overnight in the houses of friends or fellow members of a social network, especially as an alternative to staying in hotels, hostels, etc.
This definition was added to the Collins Dictionary about 3 years ago, yet it doesn't really capture the main idea, which in simpler words is travel like a local. Right now, couchsurfing is so popular that you would need more than 30 Empire State Buildings just to fit in all of the active members. Michael from Seattle read about the community online and decided to give it a try.
It seemed like a fun and interesting thing to do. My mom always told me never to meet anyone online, but I decided that I'm of the age where I'm capable of making that decision myself, and if I get into a weird situation, I can always just walk out the doors.
Another world traveler, Tobias, thinks it's too time-consuming and prefers quicker solutions.
Like hostel world doesn't ask you questions, you know. I can imagine with couch surfing, they send you emails and want to see what kind of person you are, what your intention is.
To various people, couch surfing means entirely different things. For example, brothers Nick and Michael and Courtney from Alaska prefer simple and easy travel, but with a personal touch.
You know, when I've done hostels and things like that, it's a lot easier to zone out from people and just kind of isolate yourself. But couch surfing, I was really excited about meeting people a little more intimately than just wandering through a group of people at a hostel. So that was kind of my biggest thing, was making local friends and hearing local stories and life experiences in the area.
I think even if I had to pay my couch surfing host, you know, 20 or 30 pounds, like, I would have still stayed here because it was such an amazing experience. And it's nice to be in someone's home rather than a hotel.
As invaluable the experience is, it's important to remember two things. Number one, couchsurfing is meant to be for free. So if a host is asking for money, be sensible and act accordingly. And number two, always be safe.
I think if you're going to couchsurf, you need to know that you're potentially putting yourself in an awkward situation, staying with someone you don't know yet. So just go into it with an open mind, and if things get hairy, you can always leave, but I don't know, you'll certainly have a story. Whether it's good or bad, you'll have a story at the end of a couchsurfing experience.